What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Lola. Lola is a female-founded company that sells all organic cotton tampons, pads, liners, and all natural cleansing wipes. We'll talk about Lola more later in the show, but go to mylola.com to learn more and use promo code ROSE for 40% off your first month subscription.
Leave it on the feel. Oh my God! Yeah. The best episode of television on ever! Thank God! It was worth this whole terrible season to get to the greatest 2 hours ever.
You accept this rose?
Yes.
Guys, this is all that I need in my life. You accept this rose?
I like
you look adorable. Look at that shirt.
I'm trying to look like I like summer, and I thank you. I decided to fake it till I make it seasonally. Because I'm really an Eskimo at heart. Welcome to the Bone Zone episode. It is the Fantasy Suites episode of Will You Accept This Rose? I don't know which one number. I'm number two. My name is Arta Marine, and I am so excited to break down what I consider the most important, as Bill Counselor texted, the most important episode of television since the moon landing. And I'm going to have to agree with that. Side note, before we get started, speaking of Bill Counselor, we are watching Bachelor in Paradise Australia with he and Brendan Smith, and Brendan has a really funny podcast. We got to support our friends of the show. Brendan Smith is a joy, and he has a new podcast called The Brando Cast, and I just did an episode, and it's up today, and you guys should support us on
checking out
iTunes, everywhere. We love him. But more importantly, let's get to Fantasy Suites. To my right.
Someone fucked Tyler. Am I right?
Somebody's back. And she didn't fuck Tyler.
I know.
She friend zoned.
I'm saying somebody.
I think I need to take that hit. Tyler.
I almost fucked Tyler last night.
Let me give you an intro. First of all, I love your bitch t-shirt. You tapped out last week because you were sick. Whoa. You're so excited because the ladies soccer. Women's US soccer. Wait,
I won the World Cup.
You won the World Cup. Let me give you a proper intro.
Okay.
Oh. Cowbell. Cowbell.
Ow!
Ow! I want to dance with my friend Aaron Foley. I want to see your heat on the dance floor. You're my friend. I've traveled the world with you. I know that you're a late night gal, and you caused some trouble too. If you were my platonic lady life partner, Aaron Foley, I would put a ring on it. We would have 48 cats and live in Los Angeles,
totally, but sometimes New York City. I love you.
It keeps going.
We accept my friend John Rosebud's
Aaron Foley. Also, will you loan me $17,000? Oh my God. Come here!
Oh my God.
good.
That might have been my favorite.
Did you like it?
Because we would live together with 17,000 cats.
You wouldn't even have to get any more. We already
have. No, I have like 8. You have 10.
I miss you.
I miss you.
Can I tell you guys what I did yesterday?
What did you do?
I actually sent Debbie Ryan a Venmo request for $17,000.
No. Oh, my God.
She hasn't replied. She hasn't texted or replied. Yeah. I actually had to be careful that I didn't pay her. Like, I had to be very careful that it was a request and that it wasn't to send. Like, I didn't know her Venmo handle until it came in, and then I got it. And I keep threatening to ask her for 17th, like, Venmo request her. And I sent it yesterday, and I haven't heard back.
Okay, that's amazing.
There's been no texting. She actually texted me about something else but didn't mention that I hit her up for $17,000.
She's like, if one more friend asked me for $17,000. Yeah,
exactly. Now I just have to, it's like, do I act like I just didn't do it?
Oh, totally.
Or do I just keep being like, reminder. You gotta reply to my request.
Do you have the Venmo app? Just asking for a friend.
Just a reminder. All right.
Nice.
Across catty corner to me is a woman in a really sexy dress. Let's give her a proper intro. Yes. Lady power in the house. She's the secretary of the state. I love her. Trouble with her. I think that I might break into her house in Los Angeles, and that's not. I love her, Miss Pageant.
They're not sure.
Say a pun around her. She'll call you a serial killer, but then she'll say, "My name is Pageant Brewster. I'm the Secretary of State, and I will go on Amazon and I'll buy you a one-piece bathing suit." I love her.
Yeah,
I need her. She's my. Sure. Also, will you loan me $17,000? Well, if Debbie pays up, then you're off the hook.
If Debbie pays up,
you better send her a request to fill your request for when I hit you up.
I don't have Venmo for that reason.
You know what? I'm gonna take you out for some reason that you'll have to Venmo me like $10, and then I'll have it, and then I'm gonna send you a request.
Wow. I don't think she'll see it coming.
I know. Those are really long songs.
Are you making an album?
I am. I have a new single dropping for this new school year. It's a back to school album.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Hers was inspired by Barracuda.
Oh, yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah.
And yours is I Want to Dance with Somebody.
Yeah.
Across from me, he did a solo flight. He came in early and we did draft picks together and we need to see how we did. But it's so exciting to get him in the deep bowel of hell with my favorite people. Let's give him a proper intro, shall we?
Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, new song.
Oh, ma'am. Ladies, are you having fun? Ladies, more children's tacos for you. Ladies, this is my friend. He's not a lady. He's a fucking man. The manliest man of the men's that I know. I know lots of mans. And this man's I love very much. We've tried to get massages together. And he likes a spray tan. And he is my friend, Scott King. We would go out for tacos in Atlanta together. This is Scott King. He's one of our insatiable writers. He wrote for Mad TV, and we would go out for children's tacos, and they would always be like, ladies, are you girls having fun? Girls?
Hey, girls, you guys are a blast.
You ladies.
Ladies, do you need that extra chair? It didn't happen once and with one waiter. It was every time. Every waiter.
Every waiter.
Every host.
We kept going back because we love their children's tacos.
Yeah.
Did you like your song?
I loved my song. I would like a copy of that song.
Yeah, it could be a ringtone.
I might even pay $17,000 for that song.
Oh, my God. It would finally restore my friendship with Debbie, which was fractured last night. I'll hit you up. I'll send you a Venmo request.
Perfect.
Are you just at Scott King?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll just put it out there and see who gets it. I'll just go fishing.
Perfect.
Oh, my God. Tana, Katie,
Hello, ladies?
Oh,
great.
What an inner sanctum we are in. I'm so OCD, I'm going to make you put that thing on the rug. Okay, guys, Anna, Katie, Aaron, Padgett, Scott, is that not the greatest episode of television you have ever seen in your entire life?
It's right there up there. It's right up there.
It is.
Yeah. I honest to God, I haven't been so excited to watch an episode.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I almost texted you, like, I feel giddy. I really used the word giddy out loud.
I know. Yeah. I was squealing and screaming.
Yeah.
It did not disappoint. It was so good. Now, Scott, you'd been hating the season.
Yes, I have.
And did that?
I don't want to hate.
No,
it,
I know you. Yeah. And did that redeem it
yes,
for you?
Yes, it did.
It did.
Yes, it did. It really did.
It did. It was
I
a long
was back
game.
In and back in. As you said, very long game.
It's a very long game.
Incredibly long.
Because normally a guy that we hate doesn't make it this far. Like usually the hated one gets left by a blowhole on an island or on a cliff.
Yes.
Like the one we hate, like Olivia or like a like whoever it is that comes in strong, somebody falls for them, and then we see that they suck. They get cut on the double, the 2-on-1.
Two
Why
on
didn't
one
we get a 2-on-1?
Because allegedly a super fan emailed in. It was supposed.
That was me.
It was Aaron. It was supposed to be with the Luke 2-on-1, but the other Luke tapped out. I think that was that awful date in Scotland was supposed to be a 2-on-1 where they were looking at the cliffs and the castles, but the other guy left. So it was supposed to be because it was going to be the two Luke. Who hated each other.
And then there was no explanation. There was no exit interview.
Yeah, he just left.
Luke P or S? Which one? Luke S. He just was gone. He just said, then I'm going to go. If you can like him and me, then I got to go.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Maybe he was murdered by the other Luke.
Mm. I'm going to open the door, right? We want heat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Paul, please keep chatting.
Can you open that one?
Yeah. Okay.
Did ever what happened to that Luke? Do we still
nothing? Nothing. Yeah, I mean, we might find out next week if the men tell all.
I think he was just like, "Fuck this!
I'm out of
my here. I have an actual career."
I think Katie's right. He just was over it. He just was over.
I think he also saw that she was her lady parts were dancing so hard for Luke P that no matter that she was gonna for whatever reason he was the one that fell in the web of the laser beam of this bully and all he could do was lose face and that he actually had a real career.
Do you think it's because his name was also Luke, and Luke's like, I'm the only Luke. He freaked out.
I do think he didn't like. I think he didn't like having another Luke.
Yeah, because I was thinking, why would he pick on him otherwise? Because he was just like kind of nobody.
And to see, she was tweeting last night some like trash about him. So it's like he's not going to come back and win. She's done. No. He didn't win because there was a theory that Rob had last week that he came back, that he comes back with a ring.
No, he does come back with a ring.
Yeah. But there was a fear.
I mean, that might be what we saw in the preview when he comes back.
But we know somebody comes back with a ring.
With a ring. And
I'm sure
ready
it's him. I'm sure he bought a ring. Yeah. He's a lunatic.
It's like a fucking Cracker Jack's, you know, Christian ring of death.
We're going to get to it later, but like, he
I have some
like,
issues with religion.
He was flexing his knuckles like he wanted to punch her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When he was at the van.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was terrifying.
He's scary.
No, his eyes, like, the
black people.
Yeah, get really wide.
And they were pointing that out earlier in the season where he gets that, like, shark eyes.
Yeah.
He's, like, about to punch her and then says, let's pray.
Yeah.
What the
You could say, speak freely.
He like actually scared me several times.
Me too.
I was like, is he going to kill her or choke her?
He would like choke her out.
That's what I thought. I thought he was going to choke her and kill her.
I honestly felt like if there was no cameras, he would have taken her head and like smashed it against the, and smashed it against the, like the van.
Like well, we'll get there.
But. I mean, I went back and wrote down everything he said that I just thought was like insane or abusive or whatever. Cause it was just like unbelievable how much
they should clip that and release a how not to be.
Yeah.
I was also so proud of her in the moment. I actually felt like she handled that better than I could handle it.
Oh, I was really shocked. This is someone who went from not being able to form a toast.
Yeah.
In The Bachelor.
So true. That was my
toast
favorite.
To something, anything.
Yeah.
She's just like,
you took my words. You took my toast. You stole my toast.
And that was a long speech, pretty eloquent and straightforward and honest and vulnerable. And she kept her wits about her as she
did.
Progressed through that awareness.
And then the humor of the mic drop of, I know how to get you in the van.
Oh, I know how to
fucked you. I fucked in a windmill twice, and we did it again. Like, it was like she's not fine. She was done being manipulated, and it was the phrase, I know how to get you in the van. Like, she thought it. She had the thought. She said it out loud.
And she's kind of giggling. She's
and she
like,
had humor. Yeah,
I think I know how to get you in the women.
And then he looked like, that is one of the times I was like, oh, he would have killed her.
He was going to shove her head against the door. Okay, we'll start at the top. And you feel free to just say whatever you need to say.
By the way, going back to her talking about that, you see it in her eyes when she realizes what everyone has been warning her.
Yes.
You see this turn in her head where she's like, oh my God, this is what they've all been saying to me.
Mm-hmm. Which made the horrible date, which we'll get to with Jed, but you did see maybe that was the wheels turning. Yeah.
That was full appetizer. Like, Jed was appetizer too. Yeah. I fucked someone in a windmill.
I commend Jed for everything he said. He was very honest and like he said
he's
what we all been thinking.
He's so dynamic and fun and interesting.
No, what he said to her about him, about Luke. Like,
no,
I
know.
Like, oh,
he's
you're
a fucking snooze fest.
Oh, yeah,
and
he was right. He was correct about that.
But it's also like, dude, bro, you've got a girlfriend. You know what I mean? Like, just knowing that he's doing all this with a girlfriend, you're like,
Oh,
Scott, did you
now? See, I'm gonna confess, I have not been going online because I didn't want any spoilers.
He has a girlfriend, I guess he was with a woman, so he's a stripper. And
he's a stripper?
Yeah, like a Chippendale's, like
a burlesque dancer.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Now I wish I'd known this.
Yeah. Okay. So he's like a country western review to like a Speedo.
Okay.
And then like he was with a woman. So what he told Hannah was, I wanted to come on for my music career, which was accurate. And he was dating this other woman that he was with up until the night before in the hotel. But apparently he cheated on that other woman that he told that he loved her. He brought her down to like the Bahamas or whatever. And apparently 10 days before he brought her to the Bahamas, he slept with another woman.
Oh God!
So he's not as nice as he seems. Allegedly.
And he told her to wait.
Saying,
yes.
Why are you with Luke now?
Yeah,
now,
that's the thing.
Now.
But he was correct. Really... He was correct in saying, I think you do things that hurt yourself.
Yes.
Like that was...
Okay, we'll get there.
Okay.
So here we are. We're going to do the two light meringue ones first, and then we'll take a break, and we'll get ready for the gutter. Here we go. We're in Greece. We're in Crete, Greece. It's fantasy. And she was singing like, it's fantasy. I loved it. I loved how excited she was to fuck. You know, she was like, it's fantasy sweet week. Like,
remember how I hated, who was with me that I was like, we're going to refuse to watch the season because I couldn't stand her.
Me.
Was it you and I?
Yeah.
Was it all of us? Or? Yeah.
I mean, none of us really liked her.
I just was like, she's the worst of all of worsties.
Yeah.
Which is a word. And then throughout the whole season, I was like, she's getting better. Like, kind of like, she has moments. And then that dance sequence last night before the Fantasy Suites was making me laugh so hard that I was like, oh my God, I could have a beer with her.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I mean, I hate Alabama, but
you could.
We could hang out.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah.
For sure.
She seriously, there's something in her that we didn't see last season. Like, there's a personality, there's a sense of something.
I think not competing with other women, just knowing that she's the desired one, she's enough.
Like pageant PTSD.
Interesting.
It's pageant PS.
Because it was the competition that completely paralyzed her.
I think also Kaylin. Kaylin triggered her through the roof.
I mean, I know that feeling of, like, there's certain places when I'm, like... When I'm
in
back
your early pageant days,
and when I was in my first,
I was gonna say, as a former pageant girl myself, I've never had that,
ladies.
No,
ladies.
I don't feel competitive.
You know what? You were so gracious with the other pageant girls on the Insatiable set. I thought that was hard for you.
Thank you.
Because it wasn't a
inside. I was dying, but outside,
they brought you on as the former pageant queen to consult.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Just to help walk in the shoes, and this is really how it works. But do you feel like she was interested? See, for me, I did not. I thought she finally, this was the first episode that I really was engaged with
Tell
her.
Us everything.
Not just the, I did not, I was like, where was she? Where was this person singing Fantasy Suites? Mm-hmm. The very first day when she was walking, and the first one where she was walking holding the flowers and said, what am I doing?
Yeah, I
loved that.
Yes.
But then I don't know, I just did not find her as engaging until... the greatest episode of TV since the moon landing.
I think that Luke really was a logjam in her gears.
Okay. Yeah.
Because it seemed like when she was on dates, like Tyler would warm her up, or even Jed, I don't know. I can speak for myself.
Did you date Luke?
When I dated Luke, you know what? There's just something about him. He's the one. We're the same height. We just and he's a spiritual leader in our duo. In our household. He's a spiritual leader.
Yeah.
No, I felt like there are certain people in my past that I have been attracted to that suck. That it's almost like a chemical like shroud falls over. It's like it affects your whole, and then you almost can't see like the rest. And I feel like he would just jam her up and confuse her.
I mean, she said love at first sight.
Yeah.
She literally said, when she said love at first sight, I was like, oh, I had no, because, you know, it's always like, you know, producer, you know, all those, you know, keeping him around for the producer.
She was the one keeping him around.
But, I think when he did that crazy move at the drag show and he said, I love you, he gambled and it worked.
He won. Yeah.
Actually, like, I think maybe she felt bad, like feeling less than with Kaylin enough that, like, here's this guy. Maybe she likes little built blonde guys, whatever. But he's like, she bought it. And I think it was just like her movie ending.
But
like,
you see her when, and in this last episode, when Peter is like, he's building up to saying, I am in love with you.
Yeah.
She, like, it's like a junkie. She's leaning forward. Yeah. Her eyes get bright. She's got that manic smile, like a gremlin on her
jonesing.
Face. She's like waiting to catch those words in the air. Like it's
Rachel was like that too. Rachel needed. She needed it. It's almost like they collect the crush collectors.
Yeah, they're
like
crush
they're like.
This is how I feel when I look at Padgett.
Oh,
my eyes get real wide, and I'm like,
I know. I know you guys love each other. You guys love each other, and I love it.
I love you and work out here.
I know. She's so cute.
I love how you chew gum.
So she's in Fantasy Suite Week, and she's like, I'm ready for an engagement to any of the four. I will say she did have four. She has four solid, well, three, not including Luke. She has three solid good options if Jed was available. She said, I've not been intimate for a long time, but Fantasy Suite is not just about sex in a real raw way without the cameras. I love how they always use the word. I've never used the word raw in my life.
Someone else used the word raw.
Yeah, raw
Tyler
dog.
Said raw.
Raw dog. Raw dog.
Oh, raw.
Yeah, they're raw. I don't ever want to hear that.
Raw is up there with moist and ramekin.
I think raw is worse than moist, better than ramekin.
Yeah,
I don't like portion.
I don't like the
word portion.
I don't like panties. Like, oh, are these your panties? Yeah.
How often are you asked that?
I found that in my garage.
Yeah. He's been walking your street with his panties all over you.
Panties.
Yeah. No, it's a creepy word.
She just showed up just in her panties.
Yeah, no, but it now pass.
I hate slacks. There you go.
Slacks. Ma'am, slacks. Ladies.
Ma'am, how about these nice... Anyway, sorry.
Ladies, are you enjoying your tacos? Do you guys two girls want some more? Are you girls going to have some more margaritas?
Did you guys just burst out laughing?
I mean, maybe the first two
that's
times.
So
and
ridiculous.
Then it was just, okay, yeah, sure.
Now, Scott has luscious, long...
Luscious hair.
Blonde locks.
From his pageant days.
And he's a skinny-hipped. He's a skinny... He's a snake-hipped feller.
He is a snake-hipped.
If you had some eye problems and you were an older waitress and you were walking up behind Arden and Scott, maybe...
Snake-hipped fella.
No, I noticed outside. Look at his snake-hipped.
He's got...
I bet he can dance.
I've never heard snake-hipped before.
Never heard snake-hipped?
No.
It's like rockers in the 70s were snake-hipped.
Yes.
Like,
oh.
Yes.
Mick Jagger was snake-hipped.
Okay, so she goes, her first date is with Peter. And she keeps saying, Peter and I got off to a slower start. It's like, he's been tongue-kissing you. Like, I think for her, maybe she didn't like him.
I don't think she did.
Well, because I think she was so hung up on Luke. She said, love at first sight. She had blinders on for, like, the first 5 episodes, I'd say.
He sounds like that. She said this last week. I felt like she was the guy that he's, like, not as exciting for her. Mm-hmm. He has his life together. It's like, if all goes well, guess what? Maybe, like, it sounds
she
like...
She wants
on paper.
Love him.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But she does not.
Yeah.
She doesn't, he doesn't make her panties explode, you know? Mm-hmm. Like,
I think like half, I hated half that phrase panty I just
said.
Explosion.
I hate that phrase I just said. But panties explode.
It's the thing when you're trying to convince yourself,
yeah,
which I have done a majority of my career, where I go, this lady is good for me. Mm-hmm. I got to go with that lady.
Yeah, I've done that.
And then 3 years later, you're like, no.
Yeah.
Nope.
We've done
it's
that.
Never going to work. But they do have like sexual chemistry.
He is in the he is so horny for her.
Yeah. I just think it's a Southern California Southern thing. I just don't think. And I really like him. I just don't.
Oh, that's a good point. I just like, not the right combo.
See her life.
You're
she
right.
Is, she needs to be in the South.
You're
she
right.
Cannot, can you imagine Hannah in Southern California?
In Woodland Hills?
In
no.
Mercedes.
No, you're right.
No way.
God, I never thought of that. You're right. You're right.
I always just think about that. I was like, she can't be. I can see her in Florida. I can see her Alabama. I can see her wherever jet. But I cannot see her in Southern California.
No. I think you're right.
No.
I think
it's
you're
all
right.
like too laid back for
he
her.
He would have
like,
to fly to the South.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh,
oh my God, his plane. So then she goes, well, if all goes well, guess what? Gonna get down. Wow, wow, wow. In the fantasy suite.
She's so horny.
He was lucky he was first.
Yeah.
If Tyler had been first, Tyler would have fucked in the windmill twice, but Tyler got friend zoned because she felt like a bad, bad girl if she did it twice and two nights in a row.
Oh, do you think?
I don't know. I was wondering if she specifically said, I know the chemistry where they're almost.
Yeah,
raw dogging it on that massage table on their date.
Yeah.
That she said, I know the chemistry is great with
him. Yeah, she's
and it's
right.
all kissing all the time.
Yeah, she's
so
right.
I think she wasn't sure she was into Peter, so that's why she boned him.
Yes, she knows.
And then
she
with
can
Tyler, she's like, I don't think it was guilt.
Yeah, you're
I
right.
think she would have boned Tyler if she didn't know. We have something else we need to prove to each other on this date.
And to be, 100%. I think you're right. And to be fair, that the actual date, like the other ones, are like walking around or dancing with a family, and that is like getting fingered on a massage table. Yeah.
Oh my God, which is also a
okay,
little.
Okay.
And you know they did.
Okay. Here we go. Okay, I know. Here we go. So,
what do you think that happened?
No, but Jupiter, Florida is where all the it's all where the Patriots owner. Got all the handies at the massage parlors.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
let's
so.
Let's just say he's been around a massage table. In Jupiter.
So they do the leg wrap, and they go on the boat, and he's getting, like, reamed up the ass by, like, the white rope behind him. And I knew somebody was going to scream, I'm the king of the world. And he did.
Oh, yeah.
And then she goes, and I'm the queen!
Oh, my God.
And then he was like, we would have the most fun life together. She has my heart. They're kissing on a boat. I've stripped down to every wall. If this photo it could be a screensaver, it'd be on my wall forever. Oh. He loves her. He loves her.
I have a special place in my heart for Peter.
He's sweet. I hope she picks him, but I don't think she will.
No, he's going to be the bachelor.
That's what Katie thought from the beginning. Remember she said that?
He's going to be
Katie
the bachelor.
Katie picked him because he was the pilot. She picked
you
that
one.
You
still like him, right?
I like him a lot. Yeah. I think he's great. I do think
I like
you're
him.
Right, though. They're not... Right
they're not a
other.
Good. They're not right.
You're right.
I think a lot
so
of it is geography.
You're right. You're
and just
right.
Where they grew up.
You're
and their
so wise.
But I mean, he's going to be the bachelor because he's like really cute
he's
and good looking.
For the
he's very nice. They will have so much fun with the plane and the pilot puns. Like they'll just love it.
Yeah.
And, you're right.
And also now we know he boned Hannah, and so he now has a sexuality he
we
never
he
had
have.
Before.
Oh yeah, sexuality. I wanted to fuck him the whole time.
Okay.
Touchdown to the next season.
Wow.
Down on the next season.
I totally like he's cute. He's got a great
puns.
Body.
Yes,
but I love the way he wears his jeans. They're not
Wheels
too tight like the other guys.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
I
want to soar.
We're
gonna
soar into this next date. Wheels
gonna,
up
right.
on the Bachelor.
Raw dog.
Season.
We're gonna go raw and soar. We're gonna soar into
grab
the
my. You're my wing lady.
Yeah, we're losing altitude as I go down. And
we just crashed on that Carol.
I'm gonna put my oxygen mask on first. Before I get in the crouch position in front of your panties.
God, he could become slowly very unbearable if he does not stop talking in plain puns.
Who would you bone on this season, Scott?
I don't know. I don't remember all the... none of those four,
yeah.
I don't think. I mean, Tyler, and yeah. I should. But no. Like I can look at him and think I should want to have sex with that guy.
Yeah.
And yet... Too bad for him.
So then they go, she's lying on him, and he goes, do you know how much I like you? You have no idea. You're the most beautiful girl in the world. I just want to stay in the Mediterranean. I want to. And she goes, I want to know that he does love me. I need to hear it. It's like,
yep.
Yeah.
I need to hear it.
What is that?
She didn't bone him until he told her at dinner that he was in love with her.
And then she goes, I guess I'll see if it's going to be smooth sailing or rocky waters. Did you notice that she says every G with a K? Smooth sailing.
No.
No.
Oh, my God.
This is
really
so frustrating.
Yeah, you got to watch. I've got smooth so sailing or rocky waters ahead. Then we get an ad for Monday, August 5th with Dean and his porn stash.
Oh. I took a picture. I sent it to you.
I have a picture of him combing it. I hate it.
I'm excited.
Whoever said he's turning into his father is, it's so real.
Oh, that Rob's voice.
He's going to be like, do you want some mush to eat?
Yeah, I think I'm a pretty good dad. I think I'm a pretty good dad. I think this beat that episode as the best episode of television.
Yeah.
Oof. Because that episode when they went to his yurt was amazing.
I've never sweated so much watching a scene in my entire. It was like the airplane scene where he keeps going back and he's just
Dean's
like.
Dean's mom was my favorite wife.
It was so
wife.
Uncomfortable.
Was like, you've met, this is my new wife,
but
Melinda.
She's great too.
She's great too, but Dean's mom was my best wife. My best wife. You want some mung beans?
No, someone brush my hair.
And then Dean is so sweet.
Is it in? Do you feel it?
I love Dean. By the way, my dad would have been worse if he'd ever gone on. He would have been worse. He asked one of my gentleman boyfriends when he first met him, so, are you getting any?
No!
Like, that would be from me. That would be from me.
No.
Your baby girl.
No.
You son of a gun. Yes.
Oh, my God.
So I say this saying, those in glass houses, mine would have been worse.
Yep.
Mine would have been worse, but then Janet would have been like, oh, hi. You have a seat right here. I have a seat right here. So then she goes, he didn't pay enough attention to me. I liked the other one. Okay, so then we have, sorry, Mom, I love you. Okay, so then we have, every moment from the beginning of this journey has been a dream. They're at their dinner. So we're so good where we're at. So when we were flying, with you, it was a new experience I've never had. I love flying. But flying with you. I was nervous today, but it was the best decision to just have to be my true self. Someone like you, you inspire me. You push me, challenge me. Even your moodiness, your weird behavior, it's perfect for me. You made me realize how I am in love with you. What a ramp to get that out. I couldn't stop. My hand was hurting. I'm like, just say it, bro.
Yeah.
Just say it, bro. I don't want to be writing this by hand. I've got cats to feed.
Yeah.
And she was slowly leaning ever closer. Her eyes sparkling.
It was interesting. Every time it sounded like he may take a turn and say something negative, her face would drop and then be like, but. And she'd be like.
Yeah.
She's like, tell me you love me so I can cast you aside.
Yeah. On Bachelor Paradise Australia, Brendan yesterday was saying there's people that are crush collectors that are like, I remember back in the day I was invited to this guy. He was flirting with me. I had a huge crush on him. And it was like back in like the late 90s. Mm-hmm. And I had like red hair and I wore like little vintage sweaters. And I went to his house for his birthday party. And I really thought like, oh my God, like this guy likes me and he's very sexy. And there was like four of us. There was like four like little redheaded girls and like vintage sweaters. And like Brendan was saying in the podcast yesterday that there are people that are crush collectors that they just want to know they love it. Like a little goblin, like they want to, like a robber, like they want to know they have it and they've collected it and they know they've got you on the hook and then they're going to go collect another one, but they're not actually going to do anything about it. Mm-hmm. Thoughts? Do you know crush collectors?
Yes.
My friend Jen.
Okay.
I think that's true. However, she like I know Amy's got like she wasn't. I'm not saying she's like hugely impressive as a person. My bar was so low,
Hannah.
That little you know, driblets along the way, I was like, oh, that's something, because I was working at negative 1 million four.
Yeah.
So, but I do think it really, like, who says this all? Is it Rob would say, these really are the rules of the show, right?
Yes.
So if she is going to get married or engaged in a week.
Yeah, you're right.
That's when the love bomb gets thrown
true
down.
True story.
You know?
Yeah, yeah,
and
okay.
She does have that Christian element of like,
you're right. Probably,
like shame and guilt if you know, she didn't say love. So I didn't really see it as like a crush collector. I did see it as this need, but I don't think...
I think you're right.
I don't think it was like, I'm going to... I think she's still trying to...
You know what?
I think with more than anything, sorry, with Peter, real quick, is she really wants to get there. She desperately wants to get there.
That's what I think it is. I think it's going what you said. She's the one that is good on paper. He is.
Yeah.
She knows she should like him. So tell me... If you don't tell me you're in love with me, then I can get out and not feel bad.
Yeah.
I think there was part of that, too. And then he did, and now, okay. Well,
I'll fuck in a windmill.
Could this be something?
Yeah.
And
she got her drug.
Yeah.
She got her fix.
Yeah.
I think you're right. I also just knowing that, like, seeing her with Kaylin last year, I have compassion for maybe feeling like the number two, like, maybe not, maybe... If you are in pageants, I would imagine, even if you're a beautiful gal, you probably feel less than a lot of the time. And so
I did on the circuit in the 80s.
I know that was hard for you.
It
you're
was
much
hard
more confident
for me.
Now.
I had huge feet as a young child.
That was hard. Huge feet.
10 wides.
Huge
and
feet.
It was, I struggled.
But like, I think for her to actually feel like all these cute guys are saying, I love you, it's like that she's the one that's getting picked. It is probably like, oh my God, like the Cinderella moment.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so then he goes, I love you. And she is just in. He goes, oh my God, I love you, Hannah Brown. I love you, Hannah Brown. And then there is somebody putting out new handwriting this year from Chris Harrison on the notes.
Oh.
It's usually a Sharpie. It's usually sort of like a big, more curse flowy.
It was new handwriting.
New handwriting.
Right.
Elon's gone.
Elon was writing the card.
Elon's gone. There's some PA or some new PA is there. Smaller handwriting, more like a typewriter. It was less
confident, less romantic, less exuberant.
It was less girly. Last year, I felt like there was like big swirls with like a Sharpie.
That's what Brian Safi called it, the head cheerleader's handwriting. I always think about that.
My God.
Not anymore.
And so she goes, well, there's more time. And he goes, oh, I need that. I'm in. And she goes, and he goes, guess what? I'm in love with you. Guess what? I love you.
Oh
and
God.
They went up to the windmill.
Knock, knock. It's me.
They,
I love you.
And they found the condom in the chest, the hope chest of the condom.
What else was in that chest? I was trying to see.
Snacks.
I think it was.
Oh. That's quick. You know what? Email us if you know what the bag of chips was. And then she goes,
I feel like they're cool Greek chips. Sorry. But just.
Oh, yeah. They look
some off Greek brand. Anyway. Mm. Yeah.
I'm obsessed with off. Anna's offices have the craziest snacks.
Mm-hmm. You guys have great snacks.
They're not like...
Gained 50 pounds, baby.
Did you really?
I did, but then I had to go to keto. Now I'm not allowed to eat anymore because of that office.
Wow.
That office wrecked me.
My first show I was on, I gained a ton. My first craft service go around. You're too young for this, Anna, but there was a show called...
The Brady
Facts
Bunch.
Of Life. And when we did... I remember doing a show and they started calling all of us the Facts of Life girls. Every woman on it started gaining weight through. They called us the Facts of Life because we all gained like a good 15 pounds. Just like, wait, these Pop-Tarts are free? You know, you're earning like $500 a week. You can't believe it. You're getting free Pop-Tarts. You're like, this is living.
Uh-huh.
This is it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She goes, intimacy is important to me. And she goes, I want, my body is your body. My heart is your heart. Then there was an ad for X on the Beach, which looked really fun on MTV. Does anybody watch that? What is that? Is that a new show?
I think Chad was on it.
It's a returning show.
Yeah.
I think I want to like it and then I would watch it and not like it, but I'm excited. I liked the ad.
I don't understand how they just drop people in the ocean and then tell them to walk out of the ocean.
Really?
Is that it?
It appears the X's all just walk out of the ocean.
That's great. Like a creature.
Yeah.
Wait, is it the same pairing of...
I think it's like somebody, it's like, oh, Arden and Aaron, you dated and it ended badly. Aaron's here having a new romance with Padgett. Guess who's walking out of the surf? Oh, hi, Aaron, it's me.
Yeah, so it's all...
You took my cat.
Oh! It's all singles, and they're hooking up with other singles.
I want my cat back.
I'm so sorry, your cat's
dead. That's not that good. Oh,
no. And I know you shit your pants at night.
I ate your cat.
I know you cried and told your, you know, like, I don't bad shit about you. Oh. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Ooh. It's not Katie, that good. I tried it. I don't think you'd like it.
Katie, you have a cute watch band. You didn't like it. So then I tried Lindsay Lohan's. I didn't like it.
I didn't keep watching that either.
Yeah. I tried and it bummed me out.
Yeah.
I wanted more Lindsay, less squad. Ugh. Okay. So then we had, but Lindsay felt like a mafia boss. Like, when you're working out, you know, it's like here in Mykonos, you gotta it pay. If you're gonna work the bungalows, you gotta work the bungalows.
Listen, if she lives to 70, watch that
show. She would say stuff like that and then shoot people in the face with the champagne gun. And you're like, okay, well, you're really not that professional of a boss.
You're working for Lindsay Lohan and my name's on this thing. This is my beach resort. You think I'm putting my name on any old janky? I'm gonna put on my monokini and sunburn myself with a metal ring in between the top and the bottom, and I'm gonna sit over here. And you come to me, Colin. You come dry hump me, and you go, Mrs. Anderson needs a rub down in the cabana. And
I need really you to sell. Was like that.
How many bottles did you sell today, Colin? Because this is about bottom line. This isn't the Lindsay Lohan apparent trap. This is the Lindsay Lohan mogul beach resort, Mykonos.
She would kind of imply that if someone wanted to have sex with you, that you should do it. It was really dark.
Yeah. The guy who was like handling the cabana
with
the
dirty pure dancing. Toxic masculinity.
I like your watch band.
Thank you.
Where'd you get it?
It's like one of the Apple ones.
Love it. I love a little neon. Okay, so then we have, so then they wake up the morning after. She's like, this was such an amazing night. There was so much passion. He was so giving.
Does that mean she went down or he went down?
Yes.
Oh. Yes. Honestly, these guys have to. You have to.
Yes.
You have to just get them to come as many times as possible.
Yes.
You have to.
And then she, you have to.
The first time, you have to.
You have to. You have to.
Guaranteed.
And then she goes, oh, it feels nice. She had no makeup on.
Really? You have to?
But she looks so cute. You have to.
You can't just get right to
it. You have to. Yeah. You have to. No makeup on. She goes, he's
so
Zeus.
So do you have to?
She goes, you have to. She's Zeus and I'm Aphrodite. And somebody on Twitter pointed out that would make her his father. And then she's like, he's a Greek goddess and I'm the dance of love. I love you. And he goes, last night was the best night of my life. We came together so much last night. The phrasing of that.
There was turbulence. We fucked through it.
We came together. We came together.
We landed that top wheel right on her vagina face.
We came together.
And when your penis was in my mouth.
We came together.
On the wings of love. I fucked you in the butthole.
Nothing's off limits. You have to. No, you don't have to, guys. You have to. You don't
have
to.
But that was the fantasy suite that just physically, though, it was a little disappointing to me.
Yeah. Oh, the actual suite?
Yes.
Somebody.
Yes. Cool. It seemed small. And
I really liked the windmill.
I liked the windmill, somebody pointed out that the boat felt like, so we had people email in that the boat felt like, all right, we had enough money for 3 suites. We need one more lodging.
Wait,
we'll get a boat Airbnb.
My friend looked up the windmill to see how much it was. My friend Liz, it's $54 a night.
No!
Thank you.
So the windmill was the tie.
I don't know. And then I was very worried.
Someone on Twitter was like, there's no way it has a toilet.
I was so worried about that. I was like, I don't see a bathroom. And I mean, I don't want her to get a UTI. I am worried about her. And
this is where your thoughts we're going.
By the way, ladies, be careful. Apparently, right now there's UTIs that are they're resisting strains of penicillin.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Careful.
Then I saw Lauren of Lauren and Ari. Somebody posted on the subreddit that she was worried there was no toilet, and he looked it up and found photos that there are toilets.
You just said you and subreddit. Ari, how many hours did it take for you to get through this episode? Holy fuck.
You and Ari have the same thought pattern.
Me and Lauren. And there was one like last year where it was like camping, and I was like, where is she going to pee? You have to pee after sex.
That was
Rachel. In the tent.
It was Laura. What's his name in the tent? It was the one who became the bachelorette, Becca in the tent with Ari.
Yeah, that bothered me. I was like, why? Like, you need, like, I mean, I guess there's a porta potty.
They have a crew with them. They probably bring a honey wagon.
Yeah, they probably have the nice porta potties. Is that what they're
talking about? But who wants to be like, excuse me, excuse me, I just walked in the windmill. I got a pig.
$54 a night.
$54 a night.
I like that windmill. I would stay there.
I love the windmill.
I liked the windmill.
I'd stay there.
I'd rather be in the windmill than the boat.
But you're right. It wasn't fancy.
Yeah,
it's not a fancy.
But it was
no.
It's
so luxury.
It wasn't Sandals Jamaica like Ben Higgins and JoJo when we saw his scripture tattoo and her gold bikini. Okay, so
that's a windmill in Greece. It didn't really. You know what I mean? It didn't.
You think of Holland.
It didn't add up. So then we go.
They should have stayed in a dolma.
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
What is that? Okay, what is that?
Food.
Oh.
Fucked over a bed of grape leaves.
guys, I need to use the restroom, so we're going to take a 2-second break.
This episode is brought to you by Lola. Lola is a female-founded company that sells all organic cotton tampons, pads, liners, and all natural cleansing wipes. Unlike other major brands, Lola products are 100% natural and easy to feel good about. Lola products are 100% organic cotton with no added chemicals, fragrances, synthetics, or dyes. Lola makes your month a little bit easier. Our subscription is fully customizable. You can choose your mix of products, mix of absorbency, number of boxes, and frequency of delivery. And your subscription is super flexible. You can change it, you can skip it, you can cancel your subscription at any time. They sent me a bunch of boxes, and first of all, it arrives on your doorstep. It's super cute. And what I liked about it is, you know, guys, don't be frightened. I'm about to talk about lady times, but like something that's going in your body, it's nice to know there's not any poisonous chemicals on it, that it's something that you know it's safe and you can put it in. You can know that you're taking care of yourself. So they make it really easy. And I have to say, their packaging is really cute. Not that that is what it's about, but I liked it. So to try Lola yourself, visit mylola.com and use promo code ROSE for 40% off your first month subscription. Again, that's mylola.com and use promo code ROSE for 40% off your first month. We want you guys to take care of yourselves. So we're back and we go, hi, everybody. We just got some exciting news. Guys, this will be old news by the time this comes out, but Wells and Sarah are engaged.
Yay!
Congratulations.
Congratulations. They're so cute. The pictures are so cute.
We like Wells.
We love Wells. And I know Debbie loves Sarah Hyland, so it sounds like a great match. Congratulations.
Very cute pictures.
Really cute pictures. Was that in Sayulita? Was that in Tulum? Where were you? We'll be there. I'll wear a mullet dress to your wedding. Nice. Okay, because I'm classy like that. A white one. Okay, so last night was the best night of my life. We came together. We took our relationship to the next level. And then he goes, well, I'm here. I'll be patient, but I don't want to say goodbye to you. No secret. I'm in love with Hannah Brown, and I love it. And he goes, okay. It doesn't bother me that she's going to the other guys. And he goes, mic drop. Hannah's mine. Mm. Moving on. Any final thoughts on Peter Pilot?
His heart is going to be ripped out. It's going to be really hard.
Who's going to win? Who's going to win? Jed?
I kind of think so.
I think it's
going
to be
I do too.
I think it's going to be
Jed. Who do you think? You think Tyler? Mm-hmm. You think Tyler?
Mm-hmm. I thought someone had a really funny tweet that was like, Peter's going to be showing photos of Hannah to his grandkids years from now, being like, I almost
my screensaver. This is my screensaver.
Not if he's the Bachelor. There's hope.
Yeah.
His
pain level.
But his brother said it. He was like, honest. He's not logical. He just
Tyler feels like he's like Instagram campaigning to be Bachelor.
But it's Southern. He's Southern.
No, he's perfect. Like, he's truly perfect.
He's perfect. For her.
I do have a question. Well, we'll get there at the end. At the end of the Tyler date, that was my question.
Okay, here we go. So we're starting with the Tyler. And he goes, I miss you, girl. I'm so excited to see my girl. I'm ready to propose. I want to be her man. We can just indulge and relax. I love the simplicity of Tyler.
Yeah. Oh, it's a dumb festival of dreams.
No, he's smart and nice, and he just is.
Okay,
Katie. No, apparently he has a master's.
Yeah, he's like an okay. MBA, and he played on the.
But from where? But from
not
where?
Not a smart man.
But from where?
Like
where
University
is
of not, Florida.
I'm not saying I don't like him, but he is dumb, dumb central.
He seems dumb to me, but Katie keeps telling me I'm wrong.
Am I blind?
He cut her mic. Seriously, cut her mic.
He films like a dumb dumb, but he films like a dumb dumb, but his Instagram posts and his tweets are funny. And I feel like you can't be funny. Like, they're witty and funny. And, like, apparently he references books a lot. So
he just on Twitter, like, went after people who were attacking Megan Rapinoe. And, like,
I'm not like, saying I really don't was, like him. I love Tyler.
I'm just saying. He's soccer of women. I'm just saying, I can't believe we all can't come together and not say he's the brightest bulb.
No,
That's all I'm saying.
He does read
a little bit of a
dumb-dumb.
I honestly think that
dumb.
Hannah is smarter than Tyler, and that is a difficult thing to reveal.
Yeah,
I like him.
I
honestly
too.
Think they're the best fit.
I agree with you.
I truly do.
He's the bachelor.
Yeah.
I would love that. He'd be a great, we've because never had a sexy bachelor.
Yeah.
Be a great bachelor.
We've never had a sexy bachelor.
Yeah, we haven't. Well, I mean, Colton.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
the
Ari.
Showers.
The showers. So many showers.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Squarehead.
We never have a sexy Ashley. We kind of have the boy next door.
It's going to be Peter. I want a sexy bachelor, ABC. Give me Tyler. Oh, so he goes, you look amazing, girl. And then she goes, our physical chemistry is powerful. I can relax with him. We're doing a mini spa staycation. And so he goes, who? Girl, that bikini, that blue is a very nice color. Very nice color.
Yeah, he is a cornball.
He goes, there we go. That's what I'm talking about. Miss Hannah B, I'm surprised with you. She took off her top and he's like, oh, it makes me want to pounce on your table. And he goes, all your family's so welcoming. Your brother, these are my people. And he goes, man, you're making me want to pounce. He's like, ladies. Bye-bye. He threw the ladies out. And he starts massaging her legs.
You know who he kind of reminds me of? The Magnolia's father on Insatiable.
Yes, Bob Barnard.
Yeah,
Bob Barnard.
Got that weird southern, like,
yes, polished
vibe.
Polished.
Yeah, you're like, what are you hiding?
But I like that he lost his money. Like, I like that he's, like, had some hard times and his pops is having some rough stuff.
And his dad talks like this.
I know.
I think that's why
I love his dad.
I liked him a lot.
I loved
after
his
dad. Hometown. Yeah.
I loved
yes.
his dad.
I think that's why he's got a good head on his shoulders. He's like, you know, he's actually
him.
Been humbled in his life.
I agree with you. Yeah. I love him.
I'll marry him.
And he doesn't sleep around.
No, I love him.
But he's clearly into porn because apparently that is the new hot.
Massage porn?
Yes.
What? Really?
It was like stepmom, stepsister for a long time. That was like the big porn fashion.
Okay.
And now it's massage, surprise massage.
You fall asleep
in a massage.
No.
And you wake up and someone else is massaging.
Oh my God.
And she fell asleep.
My God.
And then he dismissed them. And then he just started on the legs and then she woke up.
Yeah. Okay. Is that real? That's the thing? Surprise massage?
I asked Steve.
Okay.
Steve involved in surprise?
surprise?
No, I'm just curious. What's in porn now?
I woke up. I passed out
Steve
in college.
Work in
the
porn?
Was.
I just have a couple follow-up questions. I just want to make sure you're safe.
They Steve watch a lot of porn?
No, they don't. No, occasionally. So do I. They talk about it a lot on Howard Stern. Like, those young guys are all on top of what fads.
I thought it was, like, stepdad, stepdaughter, Grody.
No, it's more like stepmom,
that's
stepson.
Better. That's less creepy.
Yeah.
But still creepy. So there was a massage. She goes, you're making me blush. And then he starts kissing. And he goes, oh, stay where you're at. She goes, I'm 100% sure the physical intimacy with Tyler is not an issue. Oh, he tempts me. I want to be physical with him. It's the emotional communication that needs to catch up something. If Tyler's my forever, I have forever to be physical with him. That was very wise.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She clearly is like, I'm going to always want to bone this guy. So let's see if we can talk.
Yeah, she's like every woman in America who's like, into men is like, yeah, mm-hmm.
yeah,
mm-hmm.
We're good.
Well,
this is not a problem.
But you fucked up because you should have fucked him.
Yeah.
I'm really mad. I'll never forgive her for not fucking him.
Yeah, if you don't choose him, like, what have you done?
I thought she's gonna die not having fucked Tyler.
I kind of think he's gonna get chosen because she didn't fuck him, and I think Peter's gonna get cut.
I bet you're right.
But we're not there yet.
I was surprised, though. I thought it was like a bold, fun curveball for watchers. Well, I did not see that coming. I thought it was...
I agree with you. I just loved it. I agree with you that she had esteem.
I was surprised.
I like that she had the esteem and he rolled with it so well.
Oh my God.
Men need to watch that and learn how to listen to that.
He did everything right.
And I'm a big Tyler fan. I'm just saying I think it's a better fit than Peter because they both have a lot to offer. I'm just saying intellectually it's not like a sparring match.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
So that's why I do think it's like a simpler, more southern, realistic life.
Yeah. He's got a nice life in Florida.
Yeah, he's got a great life in Florida.
He's a dancing carpenter.
He goes,
I want to give her all of me, everything I got, fireworks. I'm hope and excitement for the future, and it's close, and it's getting real. She's like, there has to be more. I don't want to go into Fantasy Suite and have sex, and I don't think that's what we need. What we need is a Fantasy Suite where we can communicate. And he goes, yeah, I get that. You be you, and we have time for that. I want you to be 100% comfortable and confident. I don't want to stop seeing those dimples. I do love you. I'm falling for you. I enjoy the night under the stars in Greece with you, girl. He's the best.
Your reenactments are so awesome.
I go into a fever dream.
Watching him,
it's like,
though,
where did Arden go? Is that Tyler?
guys,
we just have it.
I was just doing an Ivana Trebek acting exercise.
Yeah, no.
By Leslie Gone exercise, acting exercise.
But watching him listen to her, not try to interrupt, just go, and then say, I respect you and I understand what you're saying and whatever is fine with me. Like, is he real? Like,
is he real?
No other guy would have done that on the show.
I thought also we learned that the salmon coat belonged to him.
We did. Yes. Yeah.
How did you learn that?
And he shares
he was wearing it.
And he shares it with
everyone
else.
But all the other guys are gone.
He shared it. He shared that salmon coat.
Yeah. I mean, just what a sweetheart.
I mean, like, if that's not a sign.
Who do you want her to pick, Scott?
Well, I want her to pick Tyler for what you're saying because her life is going to make sense there.
Her life, great.
But she's going to pick Jet.
Yeah, 100%.
And it's going to.
And they're
going to
break.
Really?
Which I fear, too, that her heart is going to be broken at the end of this.
Yeah.
I bet. I want to be, and I believe in love.
If she picks Jed, there's a very good chance they're not together now.
I was going to say, because all the shit that came out.
Yeah. So there's a chance that she did all this. She had these three nice guys, allegedly. She picked what she thought was one of the three nice guys.
No.
And she picked one of the bad ones.
Yeah. But let's say I didn't know that until you told me like 2 weeks ago, right, about Jed. So, you know, she's going through this not knowing any of this. And then I immediately started looking at Jed like, oh, man, because I was actually.
I know, me too.
I honestly thought Jed and her were the best match.
Yeah. I agree with you.
Wait a minute. It's not necessarily true that if she picks him, they wouldn't be together because the story that we heard was he came back after The Bachelor and ghosted the ex-girlfriend.
Yeah. But he wasn't upfront. He wasn't upfront when he came clean.
Oh, I agree.
But she's not going to like that because that first night she was like, does anybody else here have a girlfriend at home?
She gave
but
him
did
a
he?
Chance.
The whole time?
No, he broke up with her before
he
went.
No, he didn't. He was like, I'll see you in 3 weeks. I just got to go get my career going. And then he ghosted her.
He said it will be stronger.
Yeah, he like literally texted her before they took Araya his phones being like, my phones are going to take him away. I love you.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Like, he didn't break up with her.
No.
And that's like,
and then
she has
whole
proof of
family.
This?
Yeah.
She
time.
Has like all the texts and stuff.
She has photos and stuff.
And she was like, yeah, everyone in our town like knew and it was just fucking awkward.
And that might be why his whole family was like,
they were saying, get out.
Toast by the mom being like, the
mom
truth is important.
Trust your gut. Trust your instincts.
Bangs, like, the truth is important. Like,
get me another Ativan. Somebody get me an Ativan.
Run.
Like, you're the bachelorette. I don't know. Did you say it to everybody? I don't know.
I ordered an Uber for you, Hannah. Get in the fucking Uber.
So then they go, they have a night and didn't faze him. It shows how much he loves me. He's being respected. He makes me feel strong and he celebrated my boundaries. He was nice to make up to. And he goes, I want you to be the last person I wake up to forever. And she goes, you didn't allow it to go further. It was organic. It was one of the best nights of my life. And he goes, that's going to be my girl. That's going to be my best friend. That's going to be my wife. And she goes, he is the most respectful man who's ever been with me, ever. Watching him leave with my date rips me. It's really hard.
Why?
Seamless character switch.
It was like from watching the
him
show.
To her.
Oh, thank you so beautiful. Much. This is the best acting I have ever done. Can I get nominated for an Emmy? Can
yes.
we? Get, okay, I know the Emmy nominations FYC. Already came out today, but can we do like a write-in for
yeah.
podcast acting?
Yeah, it's
podcast
a potty.
Acting.
Yeah, we should put a bunch of billboards the four year consideration.
For your
consideration.
Yeah, just.
And I'm half. It's my face is
Tyler C.
My yeah. face is half painted like Paul McCartney. Courtney and the other half is Michael Jackson. Do you remember that? Do you remember that video? What was it? That was that putting on the hits. Somebody did say what you want. What was it? Ebony. What did they do the duet together?
Ebony and Ivory.
Oh, Ebony and Ivory. Man.
But that was the Saturday Night Live sketch. I am black and you are white. That was the. Anybody remember that
no.
parody?
No.
It was seriously the funniest thing ever.
I kind of. Was that Jan Hooks?
No, it was dudes. It was like, I can't remember That's who they so, were, but it was so funny.
I have like weird Saturday Night Live sketches in the recesses that come yeah. to me sometimes. Like, my name's not Asswipe, it's Asweepe.
Asweepe yes, was the best.
Asweepe.
Chew-ass,
That's like
Shithead
Shatheed.
Yeah.
Asweepe oh killed me.
Asweepe is the greatest.
Okay, so she was so upset at watching him leave.
Now, why do you think she was upset?
Because I think in her mind...
She's like, I should have fucked him.
I should have fucked him because I'm not going to pick him.
I was truly wondering that. Like, did she think, oh, I'm not
yeah,
going to pick him
that
and
was
I'm
my
sad
question.
About it? Or I'm just, like, sad that I didn't fuck him and I wasted my chance?
I could have been like, why can't I pick two people? Because now I like him too, but I know yeah. I'm not going to pick him. I'm sad watching him leave it, and I know I'm making a mistake because he was the best.
I think she's thinking she's going to be with Luke. I think that's what she thought going into
that. That
changes her behavior.
Yes.
I was thinking maybe she banged Peter because she just didn't care one way or the other.
Yeah.
It was like, why not? I'll have some fun. I don't think he's going to win this.
Why not pick Luke? Why not pick Tyler?
She just wanted to. Well, maybe she really. See, maybe she did that because she doesn't actually like Peter. And yeah, maybe she actually does like
Tyler.
So
in my mind, I think she's Christian enough that she picks the two that she thinks are going to be the final two. Like, I've been with my final two. I'm not going to do a throwaway bang.
So you think she's not going to pick Tyler?
I don't.
To go on, you think he's going to get cut next?
I think he's going to be cut next because I feel like she was. She said she's been engaged twice and she slept with two men.
She's been engaged?
No, what she said was, I've had sex with two men.
In an episode a couple weeks ago,
engaged.
It was a throwaway, and then I did some deep diving online. It was
she's
a throwaway.
She's
been engaged twice, but they didn't like. It was just something she threw away. And
she's
everyone,
24,
but she's only
what?
Mentioned it once.
She's from Alabama.
She's had sex with two people.
They wanted sex, and they got engaged.
Wow.
Okay, so here we are.
Every time you
Jed.
Say "roll tide" three times with your boyfriend, you're engaged.
You're engaged. And you're going to have sex.
God, I hate that school.
Mm-hmm. So Jed shows up angry. He showed up like, it's hard. Like, he doesn't have a leg to stand on. I'm sorry, bro. He showed up ticked that she picked him and Luke last. Well, what about your girlfriend, dude?
Girlfriends.
Yeah, exactly. So he's angry. And he's like, it was hurtful to stand next to Luke. There's no comparison. He had a bad attitude, and the cats that were running around didn't even cheer him up. There were all those Greek cats running around.
Oh my God,
to cheer
the cats was so great. We saw cats. I thought about all of you. I was like, oh, cats.
And it was like, wait, when they walked up to each other, she's like, oh, a kitty cat. I was like, I just left Jed and hung out with the cats.
Yeah. Jed didn't even bat an eye at that cat.
So many street cats.
So many street cats.
You know, people say I'd like to be a fly on the wall. I was like, I'd love to be a stray cat in Greece following them around.
Oh my God. Oh. If you could time travel and make yourself be a stray cat in Greece, and then you can come back and report to us after your stray cat in Greece lifestyle.
I'd do stray cat in Mexico and Sayulita and get the VIP trash.
Yeah. Oh my God. I would love for you to be a stray cat.
Yeah.
And Sayulita.
Yeah, just like
I'd like to be a stray cat in Madagascar and be like, oh, I'm a Madagascar stray cat. Uh-oh, how am I going to get fed? And then I just eat mice and look for sardines.
Okay.
So then here we go.
Are we all going to see Lion King together?
Okay. So we've got Jed. He's angry. And then she goes, he goes, it's a simple pleasures in life, and we're going to go hang out with a family. Mm. And that family, that woman with like the sunglasses and the mustache, she was like, and she goes, they're like, drink, drink. Aha, that's Greek Viagra.
Is she a witch?
Yeah.
Yes.
She goes, you want to get married?
She's a witch.
You're not ready to make the decision?
That guy was my father.
When are you going to be positive? When are you going to get married? How are you going to decide? You fall in love in a different way? The lady was like, excuse. And then Jed was like, I'm going to go pout with my rolled up jeans and my boots on this bench and get a boner, and you got to sit on my lap. You missed it last week. Somebody emailed us that she keeps straddling people because the producers told her that every time there's a boner, she has to hide it with her legs.
No.
Allegedly.
Yeah. No.
Allegedly.
It's not how she greets everyone with a jump.
Yeah.
It's apparently later on, like if they're
straddling,
then
the
she
straddling.
Straddles them because they're popping wood. Because
they have such tight pants. And I think Tyler probably has some scaffolding issues with massive ween because he's a big boy.
Oh, I bet he's got a huge.
Who'd
you? But Jed was getting pissed off because she was answering the old Greek lady by saying, well, when I, if I, like, not about her and Jed. That's why Jed started getting pouty. Is he was expecting her to be like, well, we might be in love and we might, you know, and she directed nothing towards him. She was answering that old Greek lady like she was being interviewed.
Yeah.
On this podcast.
Yeah, he got.
And why I want to be hired is that I'm coming to the table.
He came in huffy. Look at his date, too, versus Tyler's
date. What a shit date.
What a shit date.
Be real.
That's a shit.
There's cats everywhere, which is good for you. And then just this random family.
Yeah, that sucks. I don't want to hang out with anybody's family, much as a rando family.
No. Also, like a weird foreign dad being like, hey, you seem like you're in love.
Yeah.
And then just being like, I wanted to be like, you seem like you have another woman somewhere.
You fucked a lady before you took another lady to Bahamas.
But
before
I'm
you
sure
took that
you
lady.
I believe you're in love now. But yeah. I don't know.
It's Greek Viagra. Have you met my cat?
I can do that accent because that guy was my father.
Thank you.
In a nutshell. That's what my dad does. Goes like, drink more. You'll get horny. You're like, oh, no. Fuck yourself.
Are you getting any? Are you getting any?
Just like,
you're getting any?
My dad's like
are you
a foreign version of your dad.
Are
like,
you getting
this
any?
Is appropriate.
Are you getting any? Okay. How do you go into comedy as a lady? You bring a boy home and have your dad ask them if they're getting any.
That's a good framework. First step.
I had to say to him, you know, when you say that to my boyfriends, it's not really proper because you're talking about me. So I'm going to have to ask you to not do that. And then he was like, oh, okay, are you done? I'm like, yeah, I'm done. And then he never did it again, though, I will say.
People process in different ways.
Yeah, that's how you do it. Anyway, we're back. That was too real. So we have... So then we have Jed's upset. He's like, when your man has come and like... And she goes, well... The lady goes, when your man has come to you in your life, you will know from the first look. And she thought immediately, I did know when I fell in love with Luke. That's what she thought.
God.
And then he goes, the idea of the other people are hard. He goes, can we talk? Sitting in the lap, it's weighed on my heart. I am in this for you. I've fallen for you. I need clarity on Luke. I know that that you are the best person, but he takes people's words and he changes them and he lies. How can you consider someone like her? And then her face was like,
she can't take any form of criticism.
And she knows he's right.
Yeah.
I think she does know he's right.
And she's like, how honest do you want me to be? Because at the beginning, I can't describe it, the connection. I mean, I just knew he was here for me. There was a connection. I'm still trying to figure that out. I don't know what to say. And then he goes, just what makes you hold on to something so uncertain? She goes, it's just a feeling. It's just his different sides of him that I see and that you guys don't see. Mm. Anyway, it just was like, and then.
At that point, I missed the gypsies from the earlier scene.
Oh, my God. And then
I needed him to stop talking.
Oh, my God. And they did it again. And then they go
the
away. Then they have the sunglasses, the mole, and the mustache. So then she dresses up. They have dinner. And he's like, woohoo, Hannah Brown. And I was like, okay, great. We're back. Let's have another part of the date. She goes, he loves me. He really cares about me. And then blah, 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 blah. You know, the rest. You all saw it.
Well, I do think he said a few good points. He, like, says, he goes, I'm worried that you hold on to things that aren't good for you.
Yeah. That's what it
and
was,
that
yeah.
he's brought this toxic, you know, environment to you and to the whole show and to everything. I think he had a I think at the dinner, I think maybe he had time to articulate his thoughts and his words.
Yeah.
And he probably, like, wrote some stuff down, which was great. Because, like, really, I mean, maybe she does have trouble letting go of things that are bad for her.
I agree.
A lot of people do.
I agree.
She's 24. Common.
Yeah, 24. I mean,
yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
I don't know how you get out of the house.
My friends God. At that point kept being like, there's no way they're going to fuck. And I still thought they were going to fuck.
I did not. I thought so. Shocked.
I knew it. I knew it.
Wait, you think they did?
Yes,
of course
absolutely.
They fucked.
I don't think they did.
Of course
they
fucked.
They seem so poised. Coital.
They oh, of course they fucked.
They did?
Yeah.
Yeah, she even like tweeted something like, oh, he brought the wood. And then in parentheses, she said, like, E-N, like, wooden, and then she said guitar.
Of course but, they like, fucked. Yeah, that also makes me feel like he won, like, because she wouldn't do that if it was, like, Peter. Yeah.
And I just assumed they didn't.
No, and I honestly did feel
why
like
why did
it
you
was,
assume they didn't?
I would never with him, I guess.
Yeah. I love how honest that answer to your face was. You're just like, well, I wouldn't.
Yeah, I would never. I would not ever.
No,
never.
They fucked. They 100%
But
fucked.
If that's really true, that he texted this woman saying, this is just 3 weeks,
yeah.
and then I'm going to be back yeah. and we'll be stronger, then yeah. he's saying to her.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit. Yeah.
He's so much more evil than Luke.
Yeah, I mean, he
like,
is.
Luke
he's
is
worse.
Maybe a little cuckoo, but
yeah. he's up front with his crazy.
That is real. That's
I also
real
think so he's manipulative. Just a fucking idiot, too. I almost don't think it's even like.
I believe he believes because he's stuck in this house with no ability to go on a phone or like watch TV. So he's so. He's just like zoomed in on her that he starts to believe that he loves her because that's what they do. They kind of like.
It's a competition in the end. It's just a competition.
Yeah. I think as soon as he gets out of it, he's probably like, oh boy, what is this?
But it's also,
I don't think it's maniacal. I think he truly is. Like, I think he's just kind of stupid.
She got
and, like,
angry.
Didn't know what
she,
to do.
I don't know if it's stupid. I think he's a fucking asshole.
His mom,
he goes on to promote his music. He's saying, I love you, girl.
Absolutely.
He's an absolute
asshole. I'm with Aaron. I think he's an asshole.
And he cheated on that girl. So
He cheated on the other one.
I don't think he like came there being like, I'm going to make it to the end and I'm going to like leave this
Well, then take yourself out of it.
He should have, absolutely, before it got too far.
And he's also
what Cassie tried to do before she was told she's not allowed to leave.
He also came clean. He also came clean about the music, but not about the girlfriend.
Yeah, so maybe he thought that was like, well, I've you know, redeemed myself a little bit.
She pushed away from the table and was so angry. And she was like, I trust you. I trust you. I'm frustrated. It makes me mad. Ah! I have to explain myself and more and more and more and more and more. I'm so tired of fighting for Luke. I don't want to do this anymore. And then she's like, why did you just bring this up? And then she's like,
she was making a lot of noises. Like, chill
and
out.
She does like, express her frustrating.
Yeah. And then he goes, you're so beautiful. So frustrating. You're so beautiful.
Oh, my God.
And I care for her, and I love her. He's like, you're so great. And she goes, and you're so great with me. Wink. Like, she's like, I know I'm crazy, and you can handle me. That's when they came back. Yeah. And she goes, well, since you didn't run away, if you want to stay, there's a huge house and a pool. Yeah. And then she goes, come to mama.
That was the best fantasy suite.
This is
come to mama.
Yeah, she fucked him.
Yeah, she fucked him.
They fucked.
She fucked.
Yeah. But they probably only fucked once, let's be honest.
She was fun and sweet, a little wild, and a lot of fun. I'm more sure than ever have been about you, and I want to see you again, Mr. Jed White. We did this. I want to look back and said
Wyatt?
We made
Wyatt.
It. Wyatt?
Wyatt. Jed Wyatt. Mm.
So is anything Jedediah. Left? Anything on left on Jed?
But that makes sense. If she goes in thinking it's Luke, that explains the blow up. Like she just can't fucking take.
Yeah.
It one more minute with Jed asking her and probing
but she
and
says,
probing
trust
too.
Me, which I don't get it. It's like, are you being like, trust me that I can.
But she
fuck
takes him to
then...
Santorini. It's literally my favorite place in the entire world.
Is it?
It's the most romantic, most beautiful place I've ever been to. It is.
When did you go?
On those cruises, on my gay boy cruises, those Atlantis events. And I vowed, I was like, romantic. I will, like, it is
the most beautiful place in the entire world, and she takes Luke. She could have taken Jed. She could have taken any of them. Tyler's on a fucking canoe houseboat, and she takes Luke to Santorini.
I want to know how much that boat was.
You know what I mean? So she is setting, for me, she is setting herself up for the most romantic, like, that's it. It's Santorini.
You're right. And usually the last person is the one that's last on their mind.
Do you think they showed us this in order?
Yeah, I think she fucked Peter first. I do.
I always wonder that.
No, it's like, a good question.
And she said, it's my first fantasy suite about Peter.
She did say that about Peter, but I wonder about the last three.
I think she. I think she would have known if she'd already cut Luke before Jed.
But
I don't
think
she has
because
any
of the trust
face.
Me thing. But I guess she would have.
She's
reacted
not a good actress.
She wouldn't have been so defensive. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. I think Luke was last.
Luke would have fucking told him.
Because also he when he said in their date, if you had sex with all of them, she didn't respond. So. I think she would have, even in that moment, said, well, I've only been on one date. Like, I think she would have defended a little bit.
Yeah, so
she just didn't give him anything. I think she
did. The ego on people, man.
So there they are with Luke P. Do we need another break? Or are we good?
No, we're good.
Okay. We're with Luke P. They're kissing. She's in a sundress. How have you been? Oh, my God. We're in Santorini. We're on a helicopter. I want to swing from a ladder. It's beautiful. He's still the best kisser. Oh, I want to be physical with him. I don't know what
she
about
said. The ladder, and he said, "I love your imagination."
Yeah,
is that what he said?
Yeah, he goes, "I love your imagination."
God. Oh my God!
I think sometimes I miss this dialogue.
I know. I
you
did.
Gotta watch
remember
it with subtitles.
This.
Maybe
I'm
you're
telling
right.
You.
Katie's watching
it.
All of it
I've
with
never,
subtitles.
I've never done
it. Subreddit watching with goggles on.
This is how I'm watching it like a fucking lunatic.
You guys, watching it with subtitles has changed my fucking life because I can understand the little things that they say that I can never understand because they're not actors. They don't know how to articulate.
Yeah, you're
like,
right.
They don't know how to pronounce words properly.
I'm thinking. I had a girlfriend previously before I came on the show.
Shower Jesus found me and told me to stop. Oh my God, my friend Stella drove me. She's an 18-year-old young lady. She's an amazing artist, and she drew me a picture of Shower Jesus coming to find Luke.
No,
and it says now go out and shame people, Luke.
No, that's amazing.
I gotta get it framed. It's the greatest piece of art.
That's Shower Jesus.
It's so good. It's so good.
Oh,
it's like
God.
Now you must go out and shame people. So she goes, he's still the best kisser. I don't know what that church is teaching him, but boy, that boy can kiss. And she goes, your eyes are so pretty. Oh my, oh, your eyes. They can just see into my soul. They're like shark eyes. They're completely entangled in every way.
That was a weird thing to say, shark eyes.
I know.
It's like, he's going to kill you. Yeah.
She didn't say shark eyes. I added in the shark eyes.
I was
going
to say.
Yeah, I was like, I don't remember.
But she goes, seeing the person your family described, and he just kept saying, I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful. Thank you. Anybody that's a liar says this phrase a lot. I'm being completely honest with you.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm being completely honest with you. I look into your eyes and I see my future wife. And I'm just looking at you. I see that. I mean that.
And I don't have any other options, and you're right in front of me.
Oh, my God. And then he goes, oh, man, what is up? Santorini, this is darling. Hearing him say the word darling.
Darling.
This is darling.
I think we need to put the subtitles on.
Yeah, I don't remember any of this.
He's like a
darling.
He's like a split personality.
Yeah,
I don't get what
it's the
going
real
on
and
there.
Then the fake Christian.
Yeah,
that's what it is, or the battling of Christian versus his dark grossness.
I feel like he observes people and hears someone else said darling. That's what I'll say.
Too
much
like
time,
psychopath.
And then he becomes him.
That's how. That's what psychopaths do: mimicry, because they don't know what they're supposed to say. So if they hear, I bet you anything, he heard people walking by them and someone said, this island is darling. And he was like, okay, I can use that.
Yeah.
He has no sense he does it himself at
Are
all.
Are people born psychopaths? Like, is it like chemical thing? Like, how does that
Sometimes.
Happen?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not, you can't be made to, you can be damaged. You can be beaten by your parents. You can be. But you can't be made to have no guilt, remorse.
Yeah. It's like a chemical thing.
It's a completely, it's one out of
and
a thousand
just
people.
Missing in you.
And some of them are fully functioning. They work jobs, they pay their taxes, but they
like myself.
Are not able to.
I don't pay taxes, so that takes me out of that equation.
Wow.
A sociopath is without empathy or guilt or remorse or an understanding of anyone else's suffering.
Right.
So it's all about them. That's a sociopath. A psychopath is capable of murder. Not all sociopaths murder.
Do you think Luke is a sociopath?
I do. Yeah. Based on
Is a sociopath again? It's a person?
It's having no guilt, empathy, or remorse.
Yeah, it is Luke.
That's Luke.
And
that's
no him. Personality.
Yeah.
Yeah, a bad personality.
Well, they don't. He didn't. I think Scott was absolutely right that he didn't know how to express that it's a beautiful island. So he heard someone say darling and he repeated it. That's fascinating.
That'd be great if she could hear someone saying it and then him repeating it. And she's like, are you?
It also explains how he says, okay, like, this is how I feel. Statement A. And then when someone goes, no.
That's not
no
right.
To statement like, A, like, he'll go, I did not say statement A. I'm going to go with statement B, and you're weird because you heard me incorrectly.
Yeah, you're right.
The whole show has been like that.
That's sociopathic.
I struggle with being misunderstood.
Yes.
And it's like, but you say the exact thing
you
mean.
Yeah.
And then you take it back.
I literally wrote down sentences that he said in their fight, and this is he said, I don't want to get into being misconstrued and being misunderstood again because it's happened a lot. And she says, but that's what you said. And then he goes, you're right.
He's crazy.
And then Katie's head popped off and she had to put it back on.
And then he just continues to be like, but that's not what I said. Okay, so here we go. We're still in Santorini. He goes, I am honored that you chose me for your bucket list. I'm so laser focused. So you're so attracted to you. Who says that? And he goes, cheers to marriage and forever. Shouldn't be taken lightly. I want it the way I want it. You've been a spiritual leader in your household, Scott, with your snake hips, right? You and your snake hips have been spiritual leaders. Are you ready? I'm ready to make history in my family, Scott. From now on, I need to know that everybody knows in my household, Scott, that things are going to be how they're supposed to be.
Spiritual leader.
So let's talk about sex, snake hips, okay? Sex is an incredible thing. It's a beautiful thing. But, when it's within the guidelines of marriage. The whole process, I've been studying Hebrews, something like that, and talking about how this whole process, marriage should be honored by everybody, how marriage should just be kept in its place. I've abstained for 3.5 to 4 years. I'm saving myself for marriage. There's morals. We're on the same page. I just want to hear from your mouth, Scott, Snake Hips King. Whoa, what? Excuse me? I don't believe this is something you should be asking me. I just want to make sure you're not sexually intimate with the other relationships here. She's like, excuse me? I just say, okay, maybe you slipped up and you had sex with one. But if you had sex with three.
When he said slipped up, yes. I almost took the TV and threw it off the balcony.
I want to fucking
slipped up.
I slipped and fell on his dick.
Yeah. Oh,
like a bathroom accident.
It's so condescending and so...
It was insane. And like he goes, like, let's say that I am the last date. And let's say that you've had sex. Throwing a crazy scenario at you here. Like,
throwing the fucking fantasy suites. It's the show is the crazy scenario.
Like, I'm willing to work through this. She was like, I'm a grown woman and I can make my own decisions. And I'm not strapped to a man right now. It's what you said. and then she goes, words you are saying are really not okay. It was love at first sight when I saw you. And this is shit. You have already broken my heart through this. I've broken my own heart because I have allowed everything. Ignore all the red flags. I could have just written you off and said, I'm not going, you're going home. But I just kept you. I want somebody who people can get along with. Yeah. That's a big fuck you. That's what that is. Fuck you, dude. You don't own me. Who are you?
Oh, it's like Hannah's right there. It's like, I'm sitting next to Hannah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she finally, I was like, the rage we've all been feeling last season.
How do you suddenly have a pink blazer on? Oh, my God.
I do. I've got a bright pink leather blazer. You know what, Katie? I know that I have God in my heart, and I am light. And I, you know what? That hasn't shown me, and guys have respected me. You showed me that I do things that I want to do. I know that I've gone through all my life praying for clarity, and I feel like I have finally gotten clarity about you, and I do not want you to be my husband. Oh, wait, can you give me a chance? No.
That just came from Cartman. That was like a Cartman voice.
I know I have the clarity. Can I walk you out? He's just sitting there. She's like, come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. And he had his fucking, that's when the shark eyes came out. And he was like, can I just chat for 1 second? She's like, no. She's like, ah, and he goes, you owe me this. And that was thunder. It thundered out.
It literally
thundered. I do not owe you anything at this point. Please
she
get
went
up.
Full Steel Magnolias on him right now.
Why would you say that? I owe you? My husband is going to accept me for who I am, allow me to be my own person. I don't care that you said you don't have. You know what, Luke? I know how to get you in this limo. Guess what? I have had sex, and Jesus still loves me. And guess what? Me fucking in a windmill probably is going to make you want to leave right now.
I fucked in windmill. Windmill fucking. Fuck windmill fuck.
I didn't just go into a fantasy suite. I fucked in a windmill. And guess what? We did it a second time. My husband would never say what you said to me. What?
Can I just pray for you before I murder you?
Pray for you. I was like,
I thought he said, can I pray with you?
Over, pray you. Over you.
He said, can I pray over you
he
before
said, can I
leave?
Pray before over you.
And she gave him the finger.
Like,
sorry.
I just... like, can I pray for your soul?
Oh, my God. I thought he was saying he wanted to hold hands with her and pray for a minute there. He said, pray
which
over
is like
you.
His prayer doesn't mean anything at this point. It's like, what could you give me?
It was so good.
To soothe my
I'm sorry that I commandeered this podcast.
No, that was
a monologue.
No, you're reenacting.
It was like watching it again.
A&E level.
Without subtitles.
That kind of writing. I just go. You wrote this. You wrote this. This is your spec script. That's how you got signed. That by the agent you had to fire 4 months ago.
Exactly.
That's great.
It was a young Sheldon, and then I gave him.
You know what? The young Sheldon saying this would have been great.
Yeah.
I fucked in a windmill.
Guess what? I fucked. It wasn't just a fantasy suite. I fucked in a windmill. And guess what? We did it a second time.
And then she winked at the camera.
Yeah. I loved it. I loved it. It was really, it was like, I really thought, what is this ride you're taking us on, ABC? And then I was like, girl, you did it again, baby boo. Like, you brought it. Yeah. I'm so in. Hook, line, and sinker.
That was all her. That was all her. There was nothing produced about that.
No.
That's what was so exciting.
It was amazing.
And
I loved it. I loved it.
And you saw like the reality of the situation come over her. You saw that
you saw her
anger come over her. Yeah.
And you know what? I will say what made it real was I do feel like the producers tried to get, like, when Chris Harrison a couple weeks ago was like, what? You never see him on camera going, why did you keep him?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think they wanted him around this long.
He probably scared them.
Where was Chris Harrison when that was all going down?
Oh,
was
my God.
He wasn't in this episode at all.
No.
He's just hanging out in fucking Greece, having a good time.
Fucking the ladies in Greece.
He's adopting some cats.
Oh, my God. He's
like, I could imagine that he'd walk over, potentially, if he would not leave and potentially try.
I mean, you would have to call. Like, I was waiting for her to go, security.
Like, what? I mean, she kind of was like, oh, I can get you. Like, even before she said the windmill, fucking windmill thing, she was like, she was like looking at the production and being like,
I think I can get you
out of here physically if you are going to stand here and be threatening and disrespectful.
It was a whole journey in that moment of she just was angry and upset. But then when he said, I owe you, that's when
That was a final. That's where he blew it, because he might have been able to lure her back in one final time.
He tried. He was like, no, that's not what I said just now. And like so many, like we were talking before this started about like the whole spiritual leader in my household.
I'm so ready
to make history in my family.
I think he was saying like, I'm going to rule this room.
Yeah.
So he was letting her know.
From now on, things are how they're supposed to be.
It's so creepy.
He was saying to her, this is what we're agreeing
Daddy's in charge here.
We're going to do it my way.
Yeah.
And he says that.
He says, there's so many things I want for myself and my future wife and my future that I want it the way I want it.
I want it the way I want it.
He's the bachelor, but he's not.
Oh, yeah.
How funny.
They even like, well, that's in the coming attractions.
What?
How like?
Let's talk about the coming attractions.
So it shows him like coming back.
I hope
obviously.
He gets beat up by everybody.
And she says something like, he goes, no, well, I feel like I need to come back and say this. Like, it's owed to me. And she was like, no, this isn't your show or something. She says
no.
He's
in Tyler,
lines, right?
And Peter. And Hannah to beat him up.
I love how they also told him, like Tyler, like Jed kind of touches it. Like, don't put your hand on me. And Tyler goes, what are you going to do about it? And Tyler's like a foot taller.
They're both so tall. I was like, oh my God.
They're both hanging on his dick.
Push it to a point where he gets like curb stomped.
But what Tyler, what Luke is saying in the car of him coming back in the preview is, I'm sure Hannah thinks I won't marry her after the last thing she said to me.
But
she's got something coming. Like it's not even. It's like a catchphrase.
It's
like
she
thinks she knows, but she doesn't know nothing yet. It's some catchphrase.
What?
And so he shows up to like tell her
that it's okay.
I'm willing to accept.
Yeah, it wasn't.
It was her saying, I do not want to marry you. Yeah. And he's like, I know Hannah thinks I won't marry her after what she said.
He spins everything.
He even said again, like she says it and I don't care. Like he doesn't care. Like he's a stalker level of like she set a boundary and I don't care. Mm-hmm. That's what I want. It was just like
he said, I don't even care what you just said to me about feeling like you have clarity on this. I still feel like you don't. Which is
why would the like if she's so over? I mean, is that now a complete producer move? Every time there's a producer question, I look at you because you always have those insight with producers. But like him coming back, is that like, can't she just be like, no, I know. But what I'm saying is like, can't she at some point go to the producers and go, I don't want him back again.
Do not let him in here.
But there, here he comes.
Yeah.
So who's in charge of that move?
The producers. The producers.
Or does she literally love this drama?
I don't think she thinks he's going to come back.
No, I think, I mean, but the producers love the drama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why would they say no to that?
We don't need any more of that, though.
No,
like,
not after.
So fucking over
whatever's
him.
Coming. After that, that's it. He wouldn't come back again.
I know, but nobody in America wants to see him next to
I
want to see him get beat up.
I
want to see what happens.
I want to see the guys.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The guys aren't going to beat him
off and it's kind of hot. Kiss a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, yes, Scott, if that was the scenario, but you know it's going to be so fucking lame. Oh my God. Then Tyler bangs Luke. He's like, I'll bang Jesus out of you. Yeah. Okay, I'll watch that. It's going to be some lame water down you, and then he leaves.
It'll be nothing. Yeah.
Well, you guys.
What are you going to do?
Will you guys help me pick it? First of all, who do we think is going to win? Who do you think is going to go in?
Jed or Tyler?
I say Tyler.
I hope it's Tyler.
Who do you think?
I say Jed.
I think
I
Jed.
Wish it were Tyler.
I think Jed or Tyler. I can't fucking decide.
I think
Peg, you got to pick one.
Wait, how about, just wait. Could we ask? I was just trying to figure out who's going to be the last two.
I think Peter and Jed.
You
I think
Peter
she's gonna
and
cut.
Jed?
I think she's going to. I think she's going to.
I was hoping it would be Tyler and Peter, so it was like a win-win.
I know.
I think it's going to be Tyler and Jed.
That's yep.
Really,
that's the last two. I think she's going to cut Peter.
Yeah.
It's just not there for Peter. I think she wanted to fuck him, but I don't think it's there.
Will you look up our draft picks?
Oh yeah, I have them right here.
Okay, who did Scott pick to win?
So Scott had Garrett as number one. We all had Garrett as number one.
Yeah.
Jed is number two.
Okay,
and Luke is number three.
Wow. Who is his top crazy?
John Paul Jones.
Okay, he was disappointing, but he'll be in paradise.
Yeah.
Who is your top pick?
Mine, Garrett, and then Luke, and then Peter.
Okay, who's mine?
Job.
Who is mine?
Yours were Garrett, Luke, and Jed.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Tiana was Garrett, Peter, Luke.
Okay,
oh,
all right.
Wow. Mine was Bob, Peter, then Bobby.
Mine was...
and Craig.
Moses,
John
Peter.
John Jones, by the way, liked some... Because I was like looking at things that Luke had said on Instagram, like he posted about it, and John Paul Jones liked some of the stuff, and I thought that was weird, and it made me wonder about what
Jones
his views are
reality.
On things. Yeah,
I'm obsessed with John Paul Jones, and I want to get him on this podcast. Will you guys help me pick a tweet of the week?
Yes, sir.
Lauren Johnson at, there was so many good ones, at words_by_LIG. Dean looks like one of those 25-year-old dudes who hangs out by his old high school so he can relive his glory days. There's a photo on that.
Yes. That's perfect.
Lauren at underscore purple underscore haze. Hannah and Peter only hooked up in the windmill because it was the closest thing that had propellers.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's hilarious. Oh, classic.
That's a good one. I'm better than Ben Shapiro at Andrea underscore Shapiro. Fitting that they gave the guy from Jupiter, Florida, the rub and tug date. Yeah.
So real.
It's so good. Jeremy K at JCK Conops. Anyone else feel like this episode is the third Mamma Mia?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Let's see.
Which would beat the first two Mamma Mia's put together.
Yes. Yeah. Courtney Cook at Courtney Cook and AFTZ. Luke looks like a garden gnome that has come to life and thinks fingering one woman makes him have a deviant sexual past.
Oh my God.
Okay. One final one. Lauren at underscore purple at underscore haze. Jed is upset about his woman's other man. This is the one and only time where I feel like a country song would be appropriate. There's so many good ones.
Yeah, so many
All
good
right,
ones.
All right, I'm going to narrow it down to this. Here we go. Jeremy K at JCK Conops. Anyone else feel like this episode is the third Mamma Mia?
God, that's good.
And do we want rub and tug or propellers? I'm going to rub
I
and
also
tug.
Like country song.
Country song is strong, too. Yeah, those God, are four. Those are good.
All right, yeah. I'm going to narrow it down to three, and then you get to pick your one. I'll do it. All right, you want country song over rub and tug? Okay. Right. Okay. Jeremy K at JCK Nice. Anyone else feel like this episode is the third Mamma Mia? And Lauren at underscore purple underscore haze. Jed is upset about his woman's other man. This is the one and only time where I feel like a country song would be appropriate. Mamma Mia or country song?
Oh God. Shout out to country song, but I'm taking Mamma Mia for the gold.
Katie. Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia, but country I love.
Yeah.
Mamma Mia.
There's so many good ones.
Gotta do Mamma Mia.
I think it's unanimous. We have a unanimous Jeremy K at JCK, not Conops. Anyone else feel like this episode is the third Mamma Mia? So good. And I just want to read a thing. You can email us at rosepodcast@gmail.com. Somebody said that they wish that we had an intern that got the gossip faster, that somebody would tell us the gossip because we're behind. Here's the thing, guys. I've tried to look up gossip, and then you find out spoilers.
Yeah.
So we're not that podcast. I wish we were, but when you start doing it, then you start to go, wait a minute, if that's that, because the gossip is that, that means they can't have one. So
just
that's why we don't
enjoy
have
enjoy what you have, listener.
Jessica Pretorius, thank you for creating Grief Island. Greetings from South Africa. Aww. Let's see. They never watched The Bachelor before, but she had no clue about podcasts, and so she just started listening and became a huge part of her life. And her boyfriend's dad passed away, and so we've distracted them with Bachelor season. They kept us entertained and distracted. And so I want to give a shout out to her boyfriend that he's handled his grief with grace and strength, and she admires him so much. Andrea, she loves you. You feel like home, and she's so happy that she knows that you're there for the right reasons.
Oh, that's
how sweet is that? We've gotten so many. Again, never in my life did as this fucking Nordic Scandinavian that never talked about anything that I ever think I would normalize grief
saving lives
via a fucking Bachelor podcast. But we have, you can review us on iTunes, and we have a ratings reviews. We got a 5-star review most recently on iTunes from Octori Fest, the world's best first podcast about grief and The Bachelor. Are you experienced loss and love The Bachelor? Look no further than this absolute gem of a podcast. As a longtime listener and current resident of Grief Island, I have to say this podcast has helped me chuckle my way through a recent loss. Arden and friends take on The Bachelor franchise as the reason I stay firmly devoted to The Bachelor Nation. Keep doing the Lord's work. Cheers, regards, and see you in court! Yes.
Oh,
well, we appreciate
sweet.
That, and never in my life did I think that's what I'd be doing. But that's what happens, guys. It's life.
It's life.
In conclusion, you know what is the best part of my life? This. I love this. And last night, I mean, what do you want to promote? Tiana.
You know, my podcast, Ethnically Ambiguous, if you like Bachelor in the Middle East.
Wow. Scotty K.
Bachelor in Paradise, August 5th.
Oh, my God. Are you on it?
Oh, I'm on it. Yeah.
Are you on Instagram or anything?
No.
Great. Pageant.
I'm going to be at Comic-Con for DuckTales, and my sixth drunk narration for Drunk History is airing July 30th.
Great.
Nice.
Katie Levine.
Go adopt a dog or a cat or a bunny or just adopt an animal.
Yeah.
Eric.
Yeah, totally. What Katie said. Also, I'm going to be at the comedy festival in Portland, Portland Queer Comedy Festival, in 2 days.
Yeah.
And I'm doing a stand-up comedy and a live Sports Without Balls at 3 p.m. at the Funhouse Lounge with Jen Kober, Caitlin and Murray, who wrote a book about U.S. Women's National Team, possibly some roller derby dolls. So go to portlandqueercomedyfestival.com.
That's a great lineup.
Nice.
You can catch me on season 2 of Insatiable, dropping sometime this year, that Scott wrote a bunch of episodes on and is an executive producer on. It's a great show. This is a good season.
I can't wait for the next season.
I almost made a joke that I can't make, but I'll tell you after.
Perfect.
And I'm writing a book, which will be out next year.
Woo!
I'm writing it. And that's it, really. Please do. And I'll be doing stand-up comedy in Washington, D.C. the weekend of January 26th.
Oh, I'm totally coming with you.
I don't know what club. I haven't written down. It's just DC Comedy Club. It's probably,
that's what it's called.
It's probably not. Maybe it is. It's not. I'm sure I'm not on a calendar yet. And I can't believe they put a ring on it so
it's
far
probably like
advanced.
DC Improv, right?
I don't know what it is. I should look it up, but it's in my calendar, and that's what I'll be doing.
Oh, yes. And I do want to promote snakehips.gov.
You work for the government, right?
Jack,
all
go.
Right. Until next time, fuckers. We love you. Bye.
Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. It feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Accept this rose into your world.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.